There's a cautious optimism taking hold in Ukraine. Intervention in a red light district's making a difference. And what do you do when you see a huge spike in effectiveness? You find more ways to share your message. We'll explain what that means in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Cautious optimism greeted word of a peace deal in Ukraine going into the weekend. But the big question, would it survive the next 72 hours? Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says,
that's why we need to pray so that God will intervene, you know, and keep these radicals away from provoking violence.
The situation has been so fluid that the details changed even as they emerged regarding the presidential election, the timing, and the vote. Rakhuba says due to the violence, several other conferences and training sessions had to be canceled. However,
we're refocusing and already kind of regrouped so that we're reaching to churches and trying to encourage them, especially in Kyiv, to get involved in reconciliation ministry so that the church will play the major role in all of this, will bring the light into this divided, broken society.
They've started an emergency fund to help meet the needs that emerged in the aftermath of the riots.
To help families that lost their loved ones. And there is a shortage of food growing in Kyiv now because of all of this. But also to help us to reprint 200,000 copies of the Gospel of Luke.
He also shares prayer needs. You'll find those details at our website. Next, Al-Shabaab strikes again. An attack on the presidential palace in Somalia has left 9 people dead. Authorities are calling the bombing another act of desperation from a dying animal. But Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says,
we know that a wounded animal can be its most dangerous, and Al-Shabaab is, you know, a group that is trying to take over Somalia, turn into a radical, militant Islamic state.
Their primary target? Christians. Somalia's government doesn't like believers either, which leaves Christians with very few options. And yet,
God is working in Somalia. I mean, you know, outside nations like Ethiopia, believers there are risking much to be able to help our brothers and sisters.
Pray that Somalia's underground church would not be ruled by fear. Pray that believers would operate with wisdom so the gospel can still go forward. You're listening to Mission Network News. A short-term missions team is sharing the hope of Christ in India. Through a Skype connection, India partners Katie Fiedler spoke to us from the field.
It was just really a life-changing day to be in the heart of this very, very dark place, but to be so bright, shining the light of Jesus.
Last week, Fiedler and a small team trained counselors in the red light district of a big city. Now they're in a different part of India training pastors. These leaders are from an area that's very resistant to the gospel, so training like this is a huge help to their ministry.
Our focus is going to be on servant leadership. As leaders, we need to be mindful of who it is we're leading and always be ready to serve your team so that you can build them up and help them fulfill their destinies.
Pray for this team's safety as they travel.
There are a lot of strikes going on, a lot of political unrest.
And with all the grim tales you hear about Syria's refugees, it's great to have an upbeat story. As a way to make friends with Syrian refugee families, a Christian Aid Mission-assisted ministry in Lebanon has hired Syrian barbers and beauticians to give free haircuts to the kids they're reaching. During this time, the children listen to Bible stories and the parents hear the gospel. Hearts are opening to the hope. Learn more about the Human Dignity Projects through a link at our website. And how many hits do you have on YouTube? Well, Set7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has increased its viewings by 100,000%. The ministry now has access to countries that are closed off to other forms of gospel outreach. Set7's also launching Apple and Android apps so that anyone can watch their programs at any time. See our website to find out how you can support and share Sat7's programs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windle. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during the rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Get Congo Dawn at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.